Greetings. This is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio, and we've got a lot on the going on right now. I'm going to skip the news because we have a great guest. I just want to say a little heads up. The Schumann resonance is off the scale. And the last one, the last image that came through, I think it was at 8.8, the Schumann resonance, and the energy on the graph looked just like the Punisher, you know, that they use. Unbelievable. It's almost like somebody laid it over there, but yeah, it's off the scale. So people are really getting lethargic, tired, and feeling all kinds of emotional outbursts and just people aren't in their right mind. So just expect it. It's part of the shift, part of the problems. But anyway, we've got Jason Gleaves. He's a ufologist, researcher, and international author, ufology on Facebook, Twitter, and on Stellar, and UFO Only on YouTube channel. Also, the Outer Limits magazine, author of UFO Photo and the ufology umbrella. And his new book is UFO Encounters Up Close and Personal, and an upcoming graphic novel on the life and extraterrestrial abduction of Calvin Parker. Recently helped Peter Maxwell Slattery, East SETI, Australia, with his new book, Awakening UFOs and Other Strange Happenings. TV documentaries include Multidimensional, The Pentagon Files, Paranormal Caught on Camera, aired on numerous media channels, including Discovery, Amazon, Primetime, iTunes, Apple TV, and many more. He's born in 1969 in Liverpool, England, and he's served time with ex-Royal Air Force and British Aerospace Airbus Division. And so without any further ado, we're going to bring Jason on the show. Jason, welcome to the show.
Hi, James. It's my pleasure to be back on the show again. It's been too long.
Yeah, it was quite a trip just trying to get this show on. I couldn't believe how many barriers happened, you know. So obviously somebody doesn't want this to get out. But that's the usual. But the So there's so much going on. I mean, you've got your new books, and your new book out, and I mean, you've been helping Peter with a lot of his stuff, and we've sent a few things your way. That one, I'm really curious, that one, did you ever come to a conclusion on that one? There is a local guy that filmed that one, and we couldn't tell if it was a bird or a UFO. It looked like previous UFOs, but it could have been a bird, you know, with his wings out front.
Yeah. You know?
And I couldn't, there was no video of it. The guy swears it never flapped its wings, you know? So, you know, I talked to him later and he said, no, when he took the picture, he said that it just zipped by, but we're getting these just fast moving objects and they're kind of blurry, but there's three or four at a time going into the mountain on a regular basis. It's hard to explain, but, I don't know. What do you feel about that one photo, the latest photo that we got?
It's always busy around the SETI. Again, my first impression was it possibly was a bird. But again, we don't know. It's just, you know, an opinion. It's always better if you've got the video, because you can do a more in-depth analysis. You can break up the actual screens, you know, the frames. But, you know, there's so much more in favour and, you know, outweighs any photograph that isn't, you know, or doesn't appear to be a UFO. You know, there's so much more that you send my way that is very high strangeness, as we call it, you know.
Well, so, I think it's important, and just to show people that we use extreme discernment on what we put out there. And we have it analyzed and checked out. And if there's a question, it goes into the questionable realm. You know, it's not sure. You know, we don't automatically, you know, and a lot of people jump to all kinds of conclusions. And I, you know, there's sometimes you just have to say, I don't know, you know, not sure what it is. You know, it's a strange anomaly.
But no, it still comes under unidentified flying object. Until it's identified. So
exactly. And then we've had I know you looked at those. They look like a string of pearls. Do you remember those?
Yeah.
What's your take on those?
Well, a lot of people are coming forward with the Elon Musk satellites, which also, you can have string of pearl type of, because that's where the satellites actually fly, where they were released in a formation going straight. But then, as we know, UFOs, as we describe them, come in all shapes, sizes. It's just one of those. If you, like you said, if we go through the analysis of any footage or any image, if we go down the same road of eliminating satellites and aircraft and airports and, aircraft in general, then we can start looking at alternatives, further along.
Yeah, I tell you, this is the thing I found out about it is one night it was pink, and the next night it was kind of a bluish purple, I'd say. And then another night it was blue, and I mean, that could be atmospheric disturbance, but I don't think so. But and it was going from south to north, which isn't the usual trajectory of a satellite. And Elon Musk didn't launch anything when we filmed that, so that was the weirdest thing too. Now I'm still not saying it's definitely a UFO because we can't identify it. It's not on the books because nothing was launched at that time, and there's been three or four of those. People have seen them, around different areas. It's been seen all the way in Australia and other states here as well. And so the weird thing about it is the launch date throws it off. He didn't launch anything. And that's the first time that when they first launch it, it comes out that way. And then it spreads out and goes higher and higher. And then it just looks like a regular satellite. But these stayed for days and days in the same configuration, which was interesting. And the colors throw it out of that category too. I don't know what to think of it, but I'm still not ruling out that it might be some kind of a secret launch, like a military launch that nobody's saying anything about.
The
To
things
put
you
something
can't
out there.
actually, yeah, you can't substantiate, what they are, especially when they're secret. You're never going to know what they are, so.
Yeah, we did some like remote viewing on it and got a lot of information on some of it, but still we're not sure if it's some extremely advanced tech on our side or the ET side, but it has a beneficial purpose that's going up there that we did find that out, and has to do with frequencies and changing, altering frequencies and things. But I was told once that they were going to park their ships and on these locations all around the Earth and create a grid, and then they're going to flip the switch and power it up. I was told that back in the 70s, and they're going to help with this shift. They're going to fold time, and get us through these times we're going into and get us through quicker so we don't blow ourselves up, with nukes or something. But yeah, it's crazy what's unfolding right now. I've never seen, I always tell people, this has to be theater. It can't be anything else. Nobody is that stupid and that, well, maybe, I don't know, but it's almost like they're all committing Harry Carey, in front of our eyes on purpose, so. But anyway, that's a whole different subject. But the what's some of the latest things? I know you have some other people that are having contact. I know Peter, you've been working a lot with Peter. He's one of our favorites. We work a lot with Peter as well. And I know when Peter and I get together, it's crazy. We have so much activity, and he gets all the daytime stuff for some reason, and I get all the nighttime stuff really good, but. And it might be equipment too, because I have that third gen hooked up into the camera, so straight into the camera, so that makes a big difference. But the anyway, is there what's new as far as other people's information they've been sending you?
Well, I get continuous flow of people with sightings, and more of the type of craft that we're seeing are more of the orb type, illuminated, whatever structure to them. More and more people are actually, I mean, I think you were actually the first I sort of came across where the orbs would come over and power up, and you would get the bright. You basically you're having contact, a C5, that type of thing. And more people are actually getting this interaction now. It's becoming more of a norm. Now, like I said, yourself and Peter that were the first that were doing this sort of thing, or certainly putting it out there on video for people to see. People are just waking up. People are actually coming around to, and we're allowed to go to conferences again now and things like that. And again, the caliber of person going to these conferences is it's vastly changed to 5 years ago, where we were the tinfoil hat brigade, going to these things. And it's nothing like that. You've got every people from different walks of life, different jobs, from policemen to, teachers, et cetera, all going to these and all wanting to find out for themselves. And it's just a big wake-up call, And thanks to yourself with Isetti, and Peter Isetti, and Greg, Isetti in Japan, it's getting bigger and bigger. And every time I go on and speak to somebody or do an interview with somebody, I always prop them back your way. Because
Oh, nice.
you've got to get there and see basically the evidence. The evidence is there in, on video format and photographs, craft, ETs, interactions. And it's just, people, they've got that thirst and hunger that they want to actually learn more. And, you're part of the journey.
Yeah, I think people are being activated on a soul level, and they're starting to remember like past lives and other dimensions, other civilizations, and they don't fit in here, and they're going, I just don't fit in. I don't know what's going on here. I can't relate to social consciousness and all these other things anymore. And they know there's something more, but they don't know what, And I always tell when they come and they see it for themselves, all of a sudden the whole door opens up and the memories start flooding in. And it's so important for people to have their own contact and their own experience, not to just follow some guru, because they're there for the money and the fame and the following. They're not there for empowering the individual to have their own experience. And there is a lot of that going on. I've got a lot of daggers thrown my way because, I'm like the somebody gave me a t-shirt said enemy of the posers. And it was pretty funny. And it's so weird because these people could take it to the next level. It's like we're not condemning them. We're saying, hey, look, if this is what you want to do, let's do it. Let's do it right. Let's really make contact. Let's get clear information from these connections that are happening, and let's clear out the garbage that's filtering all this stuff and messing things up. And but it's like they just don't want to go forward in that. They want to keep their delusion going, but
I mean, a lot of people actually ask me, they say, well, I really want to see a UFO. I want to see something, just to confirm maybe, whichever. And I always say to them, it's not rocket science. You've really just got to go outside in your own garden. You don't even have to be anywhere special. And if you're ready and they feel that you're ready for some sort of interaction, some sort of contact, some sort of C5, that type of thing, you will see something. You might not be able to explain what you're seeing, but you will see something unusual, whether people think it's an aircraft, you've got to look for strobe lights, you've got to eliminate satellites, you go down all the basic roads of everything, and then you can start to look, and then weird things start happening in your life, strange things come with the sighting, you know, they always do. When I go outside, I go out a lot to go out, and, you know, I can see 5, 10 different craft a night, you know, because I know that I can eliminate all what we've said before, go down the roads, and even where they're actually zigzagging in the sky and they're actually yeah. doing turns, they're actually, and then when they power up, is something spectacular, you know, yeah. when it actually gives that bright, you know, crystal clear light, and then it fades back down again and continues on. And it's just something special that, you know, I think everybody should witness.
Yeah, it's a matter of, you know, I ask people, you know, I've had people there here in, when I was in Trout Lake, you know, and they say, I've never seen nothing. And I said, well, do you go out and look at the sky at night? And they go, no. I go, well, what do you do at night? And they go, well, I come home and eat, get a pizza and crack a beer and watch TV, you know. Yeah. And I said, well, yeah. that might be why you haven't seen anything, you know. You know, you haven't
put the work in.
Yeah. But yeah, if you just get out, the skies are so full. I swear sometimes I think they're jockeying for parking space, you know, but that's just the ones you can see. Can you imagine the ones that are uncloaked, you know, that you can't see? There's so many there. The had a real uptick in activity at the ranch, and people are getting all kinds of footage, you know, of the ships and they're coming in treetop level and making turns and going into the mountain and coming out of the mountain. And it's so far beyond, you know, when they morph into three or four and back to one again, then you got something. But last night I went out and I got one that was that came in, and it was really, and it was kind of strobing, but intermittently. It wasn't like a regular strobe, and it was strobing. Mm-hmm. And I go, is that a plane? You can hear me talking. I go, is that a plane or a, that was really high. That is way up there if that's a plane or some kind of jet. And I'm following, and I said, okay, if you're a UFO, power up, and it goes boom, you know, and powers
that's
up.
It.
And then I said, okay, do it again. And it did it again, you know, and then it went on its merry way. So there's a telepathic contact. They're extremely telepathic. They can sense everything about you if you're ready or not. They can scan you and they'll know exactly where you're at. And I tell people, just go out with an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and just fill your heart with love and joy and send it to them and just say, I want to know. I want to know. If you're real, I want to know what's my connection or if I'm connected to this. And then it just starts unfolding after that.
Yeah. I don't know if it's the same for you, but every time I see craft, the first thing that I always see is a shooting star.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I see is a shooting star that's blatantly obvious that, you know, you'd never miss it. You think, if I was looking in that point of sky and it just, there and you think, wow. And then after that, that's when they'll start coming, and they actually come straight over your transit. So where you are, straight over your head virtually.
Yeah.
And you think satellites, they're going to be slightly off to so many degrees if they're going to be doing a different, you know, because we do still see satellites, you know.
Oh,
and when they come directly over, and then I asked them basically the couple of weeks back, I think I was out and I thought, well, one came over and I said, wouldn't it be great if two actually crossed the path? And as straight above my head, two went straight across like that. And I thought, well, there you go.
Yeah, I had this guy, he was a scientist. You know, he made sure that we knew he was a scientist. I don't know, but we've had triple PhD Boeing engineers and Lockheed Skunk Works guys and everybody, they've come out and they said, these aren't ours. I even had a NASA guy come out, and I can't mention his name because he'll probably get fired, but I showed him the footage and he saw for himself and he said, these aren't ours. We're not sure who they are, but they're definitely not ours. But this one guy goes, well, you know, I'll believe it when two come right at each other and then go off in two different directions. And right after he said that, these two ships are coming right at each other, and then they both split off and went in opposite directions, you know.
And that's just, what I mean. Yeah.
Oh, it messed him up. He goes, I can't wrap my head around that. That doesn't fit into my, paradigm. It really upset him. It really kind of threw him a curveball there.
Yeah. Well, it does, people. I mean, when I started on this journey of, in the ufology journey, I always, being ex-Air Force and aerospace, the ships had to be nuts and bolts to me. They had to be solid physical things, and over time, my opinion has changed vastly because, obviously we know now they're multidimensional and they're coming in different shapes and they're morphing and everything related to that. So, as you get into the ufology, especially in the community, your opinion is going to change, constantly
Oh yeah.
change.
Yeah. I had an experience once, and I had my brother-in-law and a bunch of other people there, and we're all sitting around camp, had a little campfire, we're roasting marshmallows and hot dogs and stuff, and just had all the nieces and nephews and everybody. And this big old ship, and it was kind of a bluish green, starts coming in right over us. And I go, "You guys, look up, look up." They all saw it and they go, "What is that?" And I had my camera. And I put my camera on it and I'm seeing it through the viewfinder and I hit record, records on and everything. I'm looking at this thing come right over my head and it like explodes into a thousand little points of light and goes out in every direction. And I go, "Oh my God," and then it comes back and then it comes back and into a ship again and it takes off. And I go, "My God," and I look, and I've got it on record and I go, I got that, I can't believe I got that. And I go back and I look at the film and it's not on there.
But it is on the, yeah.
No, it wasn't. It was in the viewfinder. It was on record, but there was nothing. You could hear us talking. I was film. You could see the
Right.
stars in the background. Nothing there. Nothing.
Yeah.
It did record, but it chose not to be seen or whatever. It's really weird how the things that they can do.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a weird sort of incident that happened to me a year or two back. I've got two dogs. Long story short, I've got two dogs. I walk them every day, whether I give them a long or a short walk, depending if it's a if depending on time. So if it's a short walk, it's 20 minutes. If not, it's as long as it takes. And this day, I took my two dogs. We've got a reservoir at the back of the house where we live, so it's quite open. And I said to my wife and my son at the time, "I'm just taking the dogs for a quick walk. I'll be back soon." I was gone. As I was in the middle of this walk, I could distinctly hear in the distance a Chinook helicopter approaching.
Oh,
And I
yeah.
know a Chinook twin rotor helicopter because I used to work on them, so I know what that sound is. And I came out, I thought, well, it's coming directly over my head, so I'll take a photograph, and get a video of it. So I remember getting my phone out, a bit like yourself with the camera. And I thought, well, it came straight over my head. I videoed it. It went. I put my phone back in my pocket, carried on walking the dogs, got back home. And my wife said, and my son said, "Where have you been?" And I said, "Well, I've been walking the dogs." And they said, "Well, you said you're only going for a short walk." I said, "Well, I have 20 minutes." They said, "You've been gone an hour and a half." And I said, "No, I've only been gone 20 minutes, And anyway, long story short, when I look back, I thought that evening, I thought, "Well, I'll have a look at the video of the Chinook on the footage." And when I looked at the video, and I've still got the video today, all you could see is me filming my feet, and the Chinook was flying away in the distance. You could hear it going, and that was it. And
I've
I was
had
like,
that happen to me several times. Same thing. I go, "Why am I filming my feet? Where's the rest of the footage?" I've had that happen several times. And I'm wondering if there's several things could happen. One, it could be a UFO mimicking a Chinook, to get this, or it could be a Chinook with stealth technology. But I know they do have some kind of technology where you just can't film them. You try to film them and it's like there's nothing there. It's weird. They'll shut your camera down or they'll shut your phone down. when they come in and they come over, they have some kind of a device on there. I guess they'll just shut all your equipment off. But I had one guy there, and I won't mention his name because he was with the CIA. And we never get along with those guys. They just want to control everything. But they he was there, and he brought out all this equipment. He had these two like submarine batteries and all this gear, so nothing could go wrong. And they flew over and shut down everything. All of his cameras, his batteries were drained to zero. They shut everything down. And so it was kind of a rude awakening for him that he they just made it clear we're not going to work with you.
Yeah,
they have that ability. But
blatantly obvious, yeah.
If you don't have the right intent, that's the thing about a lot of the military stuff. There are some people, it's a need to know basis, and there's some people of the highest clearance that are involved in the space programs and things like that, the space fleet, the stuff and everything else, and they have some knowledge about this stuff because they're interacting with it. But if when you go down the levels, there's so many people at NASA working that still, think, all we have is rockets.
I
And
know,
the only place
I
we've been
know.
is to the moon.
Look at them now trying to launch that rocket now, and it keeps failing, and things. It's not gonna take off, is it? It's
I'm not sure which one are they launching now. I haven't stayed up on it. Is it a
I can't remember the name of it now, but it's where they're going back to the moon, and I think it had a fuel tank rupture on the launch pad, and it keeps getting put back. And I was thinking, this is NASA, and then you've got likes of Elon Musk who just throws them up for fun, but.
Yeah, I think they're done with the deception. They're because the UFOs can fly over and just pop pop. They were launching one, and I thought it was a Facebook satellite. It was like a secret satellite or some weird, and they just blew it up right on the launch pad. You can see the ship come in, go by, and goes pop pop, and then thing goes kaboom, and everything explodes. And I think it was a real nefarious system that they're putting up there, and they just took it out. But I always tell people, we think we're in control, and there's so many levels of control, both good and bad, and above us. And I think the negative side's being cleaned up right now, and they're really struggling, with keeping their program.
Yeah, I think so as well. I think it's they're certainly cleaning up and making good for something that's definitely coming, bigger. And again, people, they probably ask you the same question, when's disclosure going to happen and everything. Can I just say to them, it already has happened, just look at the evidence out there that is literally not necessarily all. What is actually coming down, and craft has seen people having experiences and sightings all the time. And again, I always say, go and have a look at eSETI.org. It's all there.
We've had 30, he said he's been there 38 years, and I've had contact all my life, and we as a kid, we were raised in the high desert. We see ships all the time. My dad would pull over the car and he'd go get out, and we'd get out and he'd point up and there'd be five ships right over the car, things like that. And he came out of New Mexico, and he had one-on-one stuff that they actually a ship actually landed on the highway, blocked traffic for quite a while. You never hear about it. And there's a bread truck in front of him, and he was the next car, and they all had missing time. When it happened. But I mean, the bread truck guy came to me, says, "Hey, have you got a gun? Have you got a gun?" And my dad said, "I think a gun is highly overrated, with this." He goes, "I think we need to chill out, don't do anything aggressive, And so,
Yeah,
and
definitely
you
not.
never hear about those stories. They're hushed up, but it stopped traffic on the major highway, a major highway there, so in New Mexico at the time. But there's all kinds of stuff going on in New Mexico. They had all those new radar systems, and I think they crossed the beams and knocked a couple down and things like that. So there's always something going on out there. But the but anyway, going back to contact, I mean, we've had contact openly and publicly for 38 years, and showed the footage, the videos, and everything. And you know what's funny? The most negativity we get is from the UFO community. It's not, I mean, we've had Sean Hannity, covered it on Fox News and people like that. And they did a really, ABC came out, Paranormal State, all these people came out and had their own experience, saw the ships and everything. And they did a really good job and covered it. And, but they always sanitize it. They don't show just the unbelievable treetop level. They show the other stuff, but anyway, the more we get more crap from the UFO community than anything, and people that think they know it all, and they want to make it nuts and bolts, or make it all Nazi, or they want to make it all secret space fleet, or and you go, look, it's time travel too. And I go, it's all the above. It's all going on, so the trick is being able to, if when you can remote sense or feel, you can actually feel who's on the ships when they come over, and you can feel which group's on the ship. And we had a guy, John Alexander, was there, and the ship was coming in, and it had the three triangle ship, and and it had a red light on it and everything, and looked just perfect. And everybody's freaking out and screaming and about the ship, and I said, it's not. It's not a ship. It's ours. It's one of ours. It's one of ours. And then finally, when it got over, you could barely hear the engine on it, barely hear it, And I go, sorry guys, that's one of ours. And they got all pissed off at me and angry. And it was a setup, It was like, it was a total setup. But I could sense the pilot. I could sense who was on the ship. And I said, no, that's just a human, it's just a human on the ship. Because you don't get, when you connect with them, you feel this frequency, this really high frequency, and you feel it in your heart and your higher chakras. And if you don't feel that, then it's just, it's either a low level contact, like a gray or reptilian or something. But reptilians are just nasty. When you turn into them, you just feel nasty, but that's the thing where people need to learn self-mastery and intersensitivity, and learn how to remote sense or remote feel those beings and feel who's on the ships, and then you have a better idea of what's going on.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I mean, a lot of people, I mean, I especially, when I'm having sightings, I get the ringing in the ears, which is a blatant and obvious thing that people get. But like you said, it's a frequency thing. It's definitely a frequency, and you're on the right frequency to see and interact with that craft and
I
the
know a couple of
occupants.
things too, is I get sensations like the top of my crown will light up if it's one of the Andromedans or those guys, because they're really powerful. They have magnetic light bodies and light ships and things. And if the Orion Council of Light or if it's a male energy, I'll feel on my right side starts pulsing. And then if I feel a female, like a lot of the Pleiadian ships are all, they feel feminine. So my left side will start pulsing, and I'll feel it all the way down through my leg and my hands. And I walk outside, and there's the ship, So you can use your body as a divining rod or whatever, as a tool. And the ringing, like you're saying, and sometimes it feels like your inner ear opens. It goes like this. You feel this,
That's it.
and then you hear this ringing, and I asked them about that. I go, what is that? And they said they're actually giving us high frequency information, and it's going directly into our subconscious, and it'll come out later when we need it.
It's like a download, isn't it?
Exactly. It's download. And then and so I tell you what's happening here, which is really funny. When I first got here, I filmed two ships out in the just over the water, because I can see the ocean from the place I'm at. And I go, wow, this is crazy. Like, look at this thing. And I said, that's not a ship, And then it would blink off, and then it would go back on again. I go, why would a ship be a regular ocean liner? Would it be out there turning all of its lights off and on again? This makes no sense. And there's no way, it's got to be something else. And so I'm filming it, and we had a pet pig here at the time, and he's running off. You can see him run off chasing the birds, and it's kind of hilarious. But anyway, so I got this footage and I posted it, and everybody goes, oh, that's a ship. That's just a boat, and I said, no, it's not. It's not a boat, because I can see it's not on the water. It's above the water. It's just above the water.
Yeah.
And so anyway, so I posted it on Telegram, and I think I might even put it on Facebook and a couple others. And so all of a sudden, the next day, we look out there, and here's a freaking destroyer, a gray. I would imagine that's Navy, I'm sure, but it was a
Yeah.
gray destroyer parked right in front of my place here, sitting there. I go, what is this? And then I had the black helicopters coming over and everything else. So for them to say they're
Yeah.
not interested in this stuff, give me a break. I mean, they, and I know when you post a
No.
picture, they can go
No,
in,
they.
they can tell exactly where you took it and where it was, so. But it, my neighbors come up and go,
Yeah.
where is there this big destroyer parked right out in front of the house? And I said, well, I did film a ship there, and I did post it, so anyway, they're checking it out.
Yeah.
I tell them, I said, rather than do all this clandestine stuff, why don't you just ring me up and we'll have a cup of coffee and I'll tell you all I know. I said, nothing's hidden, if you really want to know who they are. But
No.
I would suggest not trying to fight or capture one of these guys, because you're dealing with beings that could turn this planet into a cinder if they wanted to. Luckily they're benevolent. And so, but I said, in the interest of national
Yeah.
security, I think it's a really good idea to make friends with these guys, because there are some malevolent ones out there that you're going to need help with, and so might want to do a little attitude adjustment,
Yeah,
But
definitely.
yeah, I don't know if you followed it, but yeah, there's a massive cleanup of the negative ETs, the reptilian gray stuff, the underground stuff, and all that stuff. There's just pretty massive undertaking going on. So, a lot of people don't realize that we've been under siege. We've been under draconian law for like 450,000 years at least, and we've been at war with that since the days of Marduk, when he made a pact with the reptilians. And we're just finally getting liberated from that. We're going through a total planetary liberation right now, and getting out from under that. And there's a lot of people that signed up for the wrong side that are going to have an experience, and they're not frequency specific to the Earth's ascension and the higher energies coming in, so they're not going to do too well, in the
No.
future. But I think it's definitely tied into the coronal mass ejections and the solar flares and the Schumann resonance. All of that is, and the whole electromagnetic light spectrum. We've got new rays hitting there, new infrared rays and things like that. It's like everything is changing right now, so we have to raise our frequencies, if we're going to stick it out. I know the ones that are going to have the worst time getting through these times are the tyrants. Because their energy is so low, it's so heavy. But I was meditating once, and this is off the subject, but I was meditating, and Babaji told me this was going to happen. And I said, well, he said, this energy is going to hit some like a brick and some like a feather.
It's a good that is the way to put it, because they don't know what's coming. They really don't.
Yeah, it's going to take the people that are on the path and that are doing their work and doing their own process work and healing. Those people are going to get a real boost, and they're going to move forward. And the people that are in denial and refusing, that are continuing to work outside of universal law and harm the planet and others, those people are just imploding right now. They can't handle the new frequencies. But it's really turned up. And I've seen a lot of people that, being unconscious in the days to come, can be deadly. And I don't want to put a fear thing in there, but we got to pay attention to what's happening around us and not succumb to all these other plans, you know, all the depop, all these depopulation, all these other things going on. We need to pay attention, you know, and eat, you know, get as close to nature as you can, you know,
Yeah.
and you know where your food is coming from, your water, you know, your heat, you know, all that stuff, your power, you know, get self-sufficient, you know, as self-sufficient as you can. Yeah, because
Yeah.
things are changing, you know. There, I think in the long run it's gonna be amazing, because I know what's coming, and a lot of the hidden technologies that they won't allow are all going to come out. You know, on a base level, we can turn water into every fuel we need,
Yeah.
and so people have a hard time understanding cars could, you know, cars don't need fuel anymore. You know, and then you go, well, we have an electric car. Well, guess what? You don't need batteries for that car anymore. And then if you want to go to the next level, you don't even need tires for that car, because we have anti-gravity and counter-gravity as well. It's already on the planet. And
Yeah.
then you go to the next level, we have replicators, you know, and so all these technologies as we go through this shift are going to be made more and more available, like the med beds and all these other energetic healing devices. And it's, you know, we're, you know, the people on the right side, the people that want to live a spiritual, natural life in harmony and service to humanity and the earth, those people are going to prosper. And like the Hopi prophecies, you know, the people that choose the power over others and the greed and all this, they're collapsing. Their timeline ends, you know, it just dies, you know.
Yeah.
So, but you can tie it into everything, the ancient wisdom, all that they've talked about this for thousands of years, you know.
Yeah. It's all there. The information is all there for people to find this out, and you know, especially through people like yourself, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, once they start to grasp what has been there in their face for so much time, you know, and look at the good things rather than the bad, and you know, what's been happening in the world, it'll soon change. It'll, you know, the balance will change as well, won't it? You
Yeah.
know, it'll become more better for people.
I kind of look at it, you know, people go, I can't believe what's going on, you know. And I said, it's always been going on. Now you're seeing it. I said, it's always been there. It's darker than you can imagine. It's always been there. But now it's all coming up, and that's part of the healing. So it's coming up for everybody to see. And now the question is, what are you going to do about it? You know, it's like you know, it needs to we need to start making some major changes and set boundaries and hold other people accountable for some of the nonsense that's going on, and just don't participate in it anymore. That's the main thing. Just learn to say no, that doesn't fit within my character. You know.
You're right.
Yeah, the character I've seen, I keep seeing that. They say a man or a woman's character is established by their actions, and that, you know, your color, your religion, all that culture, it doesn't matter. You know, it's how you treat others and how you treat life and the planet. I think we need to get back to that. You know, not one race is more of a victim than others. You know, and you know, slaves come from Slavic. You know, the word slaves come from the Slavic. They were the first slaves, and they're white, you know. And there's a lot of white slaves that were taken, and you know, indentured servants and all that stuff too. And it was like, it was is it, it's not a slavery is not a race thing. It's all the races have been enslaved. You know, the Irish were enslaved. It's like, you know, and so we have to, if you want to get rid of it, then everybody come together. You know, don't let them keep pitting yourself against each other. You know, come together, all colors, all races, all beliefs, come together against slavery. Unite. You know, that's their worst enemy.
That's
And
that is the worst enemy, but when everyone is together.
it's like division is the game, divide and conquer, you know. And then that problem reaction solution, they create the problem, and then everybody reacts to it, and they go, oh, we have the solution, you know. but it's going to cost you a whole lot of money.
Yeah.
And all that money is not going to be the solution. It's going to bring you a new problem, because the same guys that created the problem are getting the money. But I think people are starting to figure that out, how things are working. I haven't I it's just unbelievable the censorship lately. We've had to make some changes with certain groups. I spend more time in Facebook jail than I do on Facebook. And I don't spend hardly any time on Facebook. I just post a couple bombs and then bam, I'm in jail, And, a lot of it's their stuff. It's CDC regulations or their information, and I post it, and then I'll post a Fox News thing, and I get banned for that. That's not appropriate. I go, what do you mean? It's mainstream news. It's not. How can that not be appropriate? This is their information. The very guys you're saying that I'm putting out their information, and just because the politicians don't go by it, or the other people don't go by it, it's not my problem, but I think that's all going to come, I think, in the next 2 months. There's so many other platforms coming up now that are out there that you can get your information out, but we have to be really careful which shows. Like, definitely this show won't go on the tube, because they'll be popped off in no time. But the yeah, it's unbelievable. I think it's so. I know it's probably a little different, not much over there, but in the States, our Constitution, the Constitution is the supreme law of the land. It says all other laws are mute, they're null and void, if they go against it and everything else. And they're just like killing every the Bill of Rights, everything, our amendments, the freedom of speech, the right to bear arms. They're going after everything and trying to shut it down. And so they have the things that are lawful, and then they have things that are legal, and the legal is different than lawful. And so it's really a mess right now. And I think that's all coming out for everybody to see. But I've never seen anything like it. The stuff they're pulling, I go, if this happened, even 20 years ago, that person would be hung. That person would be in jail. They would never get away with the stuff they're doing now. And it's been a frog in the pot thing. They've slowly indoctrinated everybody, and all the social engineering and everything, where people are thinking it's acceptable now, and so
Well, it becomes norm to them, doesn't it? The new norm. It's not just your country, it's happening all over the world, really. It's
It is. Yeah, it definitely is. There's a mass awakening, whatever you want to call it, the Great Awakening. It's multidimensional. It's all the higher dimensions. The source itself are pressing in, and the earth is ascending, and everybody's caught in the middle, And so, if you're going with the flow and you're going with the ascension of the earth, you're fine, and you're hooking up to all these higher dimensions, have these amazing experiences. But if you're resisting it and trying to hold on to the past and not wanting to clear or heal, or you want to continue in a program that's detrimental to humanity, the earth, those people are just getting hammered right now, and because they're becoming so dysfunctional, they just can't function in these new energies.
No. It's only going to be for the better, for everybody, as we know.
I realize sometimes it's kind of a weird thought, but I've let go of everything several times. I just gave everything up and walked away, and every time I've gotten more back, because I was following my soul, my inner guidance, and every time more has, to the point where I'm saying I don't want any more. I want to simplify. I don't want all this stuff, and I'm always giving everything away, and vehicles and everything, just say, hey, this car came to me and you need a car here, and things like that. I don't want the headache, and And so I'm really trying to simplify it right now. And I've noticed in Yigong, one of the main principles of Yigong is less is more. And so the more simple things are, the more closer they are to that zero point, to that creator point, whatever you want to call it. And so even when you're doing the exercises, they're very basic, very simple. There's just the elements and a position you sit in meditation. And it's like the original Airbender stuff, you know, that they taught a long time ago. And it really does work. Nature will work with you, and you can call the rains and you can push storms away and do all kinds of crazy stuff with it. But it's interesting how that works. But the and that's what I'm seeing in my life right now, is the more you simplify, the easier things get. And you have more free time, and you're freed up to do, you know, your other practices and get out in nature and jump in the ocean and things like that. So,
yeah. So
it's like, I just took on this ranch here, and it's a coffee and mac nut ranch, but it's got avos and everything on it, all kinds of fruit and everything. And it's a lot of work. Like all this morning, I was spreading fertilizer on all the trees and everything. You know? But, you know, I love doing it. You know, so it's not really work. Everybody goes, God, you're taking on that. I go, yeah, but it's not work, because I love doing it. It's what I love creating and being a co-creator and sharing that creation with others. You know, it's like, you know, but it's really interesting if we get our values and priorities in order and get back to nature, and the more we can accept these energies coming in.
Yeah, I've realized that too. You know, there's more things to life than, you know, work, and the norm of what people are calling work and life and humdrum of, work all your life and then you die at the end of it.
Literally. I know.
You know, you've got to live and live in your environment as well. And I know with my wife especially, she started growing more things and more vegetables and things like that. And we're actually eating what she's growing, and it's so much better, and you feel so much better.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's like we have papaya and dragon fruit and lychee and all, it's just everything here. It's just, you just go for a walk. I found two new avocado trees. I didn't even know were there. Just full, you know? And I go, wow, where'd that come from? And so, you know, banana trees, everything here. And you wouldn't even have to go anywhere. You know, there's mac nuts everywhere, and you wouldn't have to even go anywhere. You could just sit here if you wanted to, but you know, sometimes you want to go out and explore and do other things. But the, I think that's where we need to get to is, you know, realize, you know, our food doesn't come from Safeway, you know, Safeway gets it from somewhere else.
You know? This is it. Yeah.
And and that somewhere else, we need to start becoming that somewhere else for our food, you know, because it might get a little sparse. I think things are going to get sparse, and there's going to be a lot of power struggles and things, but I think it's going to be pretty short. And then everything's going to open up and we're going to move to the next level. But it's such an amazing world is waiting there for us to accept it. We just have to start working together and unify and stop all these division games that they perpetuated on us. Especially in the UFO field, man. I've never seen anything so crazy.
It's always been like this for the infighting and things like that. And I tend to try and distance myself from that. If I can, it's just not worth it in the respect of it's not what we're about, is it?
No, it's like, it's all about unity and coming together. And I was really naive when I first started this. I go, wow, man, I'm having contact. I'm getting the video. I've got the proof. I've got witnesses. I've got the scientists behind this. This is, everybody in the UFO community is going to love this. I mean, this is everything they wanted, you know? And then you come into the UFO community and it is not what they want. It's full of shills and planned opposition and egos. And I just go, wow. And then I thought about it. Okay, so if I was a spiritually advanced being, would I come here and work with these people? No, I wouldn't. And that's the whole
No,
problem.
no,
That's, yeah.
yeah.
They have to rise to the occasion. They have to have the moral fortitude, and they have to have the consciousness for it. And all this other stuff is just a sideshow, basically. You know, it's all about raising your frequencies and being a decent human being, and then you're going to have contact.
Yeah, and changing the way you think, you know,
Yeah.
just basically scrap what you were doing before and start again.
Yeah. I think it's so important. I was thinking we were going to go into a lot of footage and evidence and everything else, but I'm really glad this interview went the way it did, because it was the way it should have gone, because it's what people need to hear. I know you have a lot of evidence. You've got no, so you've got three books out now.
Yeah, the first book was the UFO photo,
Yeah.
and that was basically the analyzing of photographs. So I was basically showing people how I do it, because you know I don't hide anything like myself. You know, it's not a
Yeah.
secret. Anyone can do this. You know, if they want to learn how to use Photoshop to actually use the filters to enhance their photographs, I try to show them, you know. And
Great.
then the second book was the UFOlogy Umbrella. And that book is completely different, because as my journey changed in UFOlogy, it's not just about pictures and footage. You're starting to look about the different kinds of close encounter, the different categories. People just think there's just one, two, and three. They're obviously more aware of C5 now because of more people doing that. But you know, there's seven separate categories of close encounters, and you go right through obviously the visual sighting, the interactions with beings. You know, then you can go back on. Then you've got the hybrids, which are the C7. So
Yeah.
really, I tried to explain that side of it. And again, it's all to do with my journey. It's my progressive journey right the way through. And
Yeah.
then the new book, the UFO Encounters Up Close and Personal, I've been so humbled, really, because as I got into UFOlogy, all the people I've spoken to, all the people I've helped when I've analyzed images, you know, a bit like yourself and Peter, you know, you've gone on to be really become really good friends. You
Yeah.
know, there's an awful lot of really good people in UFOlogy.
Is
And I just really, with this book, I wanted to know how those people got into UFOlogy. What was the thing that pulled them into this world of high strangeness, you know, as we call it?
uh-huh.
Was it an interaction, a sighting? Was it an experience? As you know, what was it that brought them in? And like I said, I just put it out there. I just said to people, you know, could you give me a chapter on how you got into it? It could be a couple of lines, it could be a couple of pages,
Yeah.
whatever you want to put in. And you know, people came back with famous cases, obviously, because we've all been brought up on watching, you know, the unexplained and reading the
Yeah, yeah.
unexplained and reading the unexplained. And then a lot of people actually came out with, you know, sightings and things that happened to themselves, which is great, you know. I mean, one of the people that I actually got in the book was Mike Rogers, who was the driver of the team of, you know, Travis Walton sighting.
Oh, yeah.
And when I approached Mike and said, you know, I want someone to give me their account, how they sort of got into UFOlogy, was it the Travis thing that got you into it, or was it something else? And he said, well, obviously that he was interested, but that was what actually got him involved.
Yeah.
And he said, surely you don't want to speak to me. You need to speak to Travis if you want, you know, the case and thing. And I said, no, I want you. I
Yeah.
want yours, because you were in the truck at the time when you had the sighting. You witnessed everything. And he actually went into great depth, you know, went through that. But then, other people in the book, I mean, really, Mary Rodwell, as we both know quite
Yeah,
well, lovely
she's great.
lady. Yeah, and she actually, the case she brought forward was the Chinese Roswell case, which I've never heard of before.
Yeah.
And that was basically a crashed down craft that landed in a military barracks, and they had an ET,
Wow.
very similar to. But I'd never heard of that case before. So some of the cases that have been brought forward and put there, they're really good read.
Yeah, I can't wait to I got to get some copies of your books and read them. I'm really bad about reading. I just never get around to reading. I'm just doing so much. I have so many things
Yeah,
going.
so
But
busy.
we'll have to look into them. But anyway, we'll put some links up with all that and on the show and how to get a hold of you and your books. And but we're out of time, unfortunately. But anyway, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show. It's finally getting you back on again. It was quite a journey, but
Yeah.
we'll get
Oh,
you
it's a
back on again and we'll see if we can get you out to the ranch, one of the conferences, and you can put
Yeah,
on a
brilliant.
presentation there.
Yeah, fantastic. It's always a delight to come on your show, and like you say, this type of UFO talk is the best because you can bounce things backwards and forwards
Yeah,
and
definitely.
talk about the real things in ufology.
Yeah, it's good to have people on the same page that understand the higher nature of what's going on because some of this other stuff is just a controlled narrative and we need to
Yeah.
rise above it and get out. But anyway, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show and keep up the good work. And I'm sure we'll be working together in the future. And anyway, all we can
Yeah.
say is keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent, and watch the skies. A lot happening up there. Anyway, good night.